Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, the lovely comedian, our East Coast correspondent, Ali Breen. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Attention, Fergler shoppers. You need hardware. You need Fergler. That's right. Fergler's Hardware Store. Fergler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right. Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, including the kitchen sink. Fergler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Fergler's. Free popcorn Mondays, free coffee Fridays, free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must go. Fergler's Hardware Store. If Fergler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergin need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler.
He's Ernie Fergler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Okay, all the women are taking over this show.
All right, finally.
I look up on the big screen, and I see Jessica Alsman with the, how do I describe her skin, Josh?
Alabaster, isn't that what you say?
No, I didn't say
that. I've got more
of
a pink tone.
There we go. Looks very nice.
You've said alabaster.
Said alabaster skin, and then I said that sounds like Hannibal Lecter's mentor, alabaster skin.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay,
there
sorry.
There is an alabaster paint color.
Okay, then we got blonde number one, Christy Lee, with the fringe.
Yeah, about to get a cut today.
Got the bangs, the fringe looks very nice.
I like
nice.
The long bangs. I like it.
Long?
You
too. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, but you can't see.
It gives that I don't care look.
Yeah.
I'm dangerous.
Very sexy.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's me.
Let's take a chance. 27 degrees, the back seat of a 68 Camaro.
Oh, no.
Take it easy.
I like all of this.
Then we have blonde number two. She's the lovely comedian, Ali Breen. And Ali has taken on the duties of trying to help people with romance.
Duties.
We've got some letters here. By the way, during the break, Ali, you were on screen, and Ace goes, wow, Ali's TV thing that looks like it's really dusty.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's a... That's very true, Ace. Thanks not, for
not
noticing.
Not much of a compliment. And then actually, Allie, we were talking on the air. I got...
Isn't Ace a joy?
It's always nice when your house is criticized by a hoarder.
Yep.
Ace literally has hundreds and hundreds of VCR tapes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I got the likes of our other call-in regulars, such as yourself. I got them the nice Omaha Steaks packages, but I didn't get one for you, Allie, because you don't cook.
I cook on a Foreman grill, though. I could actually do a steak.
Oh, you really could?
Oh, there you go.
Well,
yeah, that's the one thing I can do is anything on a Foreman grill. Well, I literally throw everything on that thing.
Do you have a freezer that's big enough to hold a bunch of Omaha Steaks?
Yeah, you'd have to get me the smaller package of steaks. I don't know if I can hold all of them.
Yeah, maybe I should send them to your sister in Atlanta. When you go down there, she can cook for you.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some beef. How about send her just some beef tips? Maybe some small, tips.
And well, put just the tips on the message.
Yeah. Just the tip.
I'm sorry. We'll think of another present for you, Allie. In the meantime, what's our first letter? What's going on over there?
Dear Allie, the other day I commented so sexy on my boyfriend's Instagram post. Then I realized that I did it from my fake account that I used to stalk his ex.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No big deal. Oh, he would never know it's me. Then, however, he slid into my fake account DMs. WTF, should I string him along as this girl that I pretend to be or confront him right away? It's so shady. I just don't know how to handle it.
Wait a minute.
This will not end well.
Wait a minute. Time out. There's no way she accidentally put so sexy in her fake account. She did this on purpose to see what he would do.
You think so?
Absolutely. There's no way you can convince me otherwise.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you're living in a fool's paradise.
But I'm going to say you're going to string him along with this fake character regardless of what we say right now.
Oh, yes. You think?
Well, I think that goes without saying about every aspect of this show. I think that that's obvious.
No, they don't really listen to us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. First of all, life's tough enough without dealing with crap like this.
Who has time for all this drama and game
playing? This is way too much work.
God.
Right, and before you say what he's doing is shady, take a look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You're shady. You too are shady.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, who makes a fake Instagram to stalk people? You just use your show account that you share with a few of your friends.
There you go.
You know, I mean, I was looking at Josh's fake account, BeaverCam. .josh.com.
Yeah, that's no fake account. That's a good side hustle.
Get your side hustle.
No, I think Josh nailed it. If you're doing this, something's wrong. Or Christy, I guess you said that. That's.
Well, I don't know who said it, but I didn't think.
You both suck. You're doomed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you deserve each other. Look at it that way, maybe.
At least
or
it could
be like they'll have kids, and the kids will suffer.
It could be like the Pina Colada song, you know, where they. Oh, I knew it was you all along. Oh, remember that?
Wait,
Escape.
That'll happen.
God, I hate that song. I wish that it ended with
Rupert
a random
Holmes.
Shooting.
you guys are so romantic.
I like that song, Christy.
Thank you.
I saw it was my lovely lady.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There's pina colada juice all over the blood. Okay, next letter.
Wow. Wait, can I just point out that Christy said, well, then they're going to have kids and they're going to, and Josh said suffer and Chick said suck.
Bingo. There you go.
My favorite line at a wedding, one of the great DJs in the past from this station, Steve Cooper.
Yes.
Great guy.
Steve Cooper.
We were at a wedding and Coop leaned over to me and he goes, well, now that these two are married, that'll save two other people from having their lives ruined.
I thought you came up with that. You said that to me at a wedding.
It's a great line. It's Coop's line. Coop gave me that one. Oh, that's great. And by that, and that marriage.
Did that marriage last?
No. Not even close.
Oh, man.
It was a rough one.
Oh, is this the one I'm thinking of that she worked here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Although the history of that is bleak.
Even worse.
Well, she finally killed him.
Let's get on to our other letter, please.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend proposed to me over Thanksgiving, and we're planning a wedding in a year and a half. The problem is his family is full of fall down drunks and my family are born again Christians. It's not going to be a good introduction. Even if we don't do open bar, I'm sure they'll just bring in flasks. They'll probably even bring them if we do open bar. What should I do?
Elope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to elope.
Got to elope. Or you're just going to have to deal with it because it's going to...
It'll be fine. Just make sure that there's not a live microphone anywhere at the reception.
Oh, put them everywhere. Actually,
that's what I say. Get six cameras. Yeah. Let the good times roll. Yeah.
Also, what's the point of going to a wedding if you're not going to black out? I mean, you go to weddings to black out, take your shirt off on the dance floor.
And meet a bridesmaid, right, Willie?
Oh, my gosh. They don't like me.
I thought everybody got lucky at weddings. I thought that's why people went.
Well, Christy, I know you're the one that takes a catcher's mitt to a wedding.
Ouch.
Is there anyone who wants to go to a wedding? Who gets a wedding invitation and goes, yes, I get to go to a wedding.
I think women do.
Yeah.
Women believe in the fairy tale.
More rude than inviting somebody to a wedding.
Yes.
Rude.
Thank you.
Oh, you love me so much. You want me there on your special day.
So the only thing more rude than being invited is being asked to be in the wedding party. That's the
and
rudest
buy your own
thing.
And
you
got to buy your own dress, and you got to fly.
This is such a guy
stupid.
Girl thing, isn't it? This is
if I ever get married, there will be no wedding parties.
Yep.
I campaigned to be in a wedding before. I was like, I'll be a bridesmaid. You need to even this out. I'll do it.
And then, boy, that is tragic.
Yeah. Oh,
that is now, Josh, have you ever been in a wedding?
Yeah, plenty. Yeah. Yes, plenty.
And what was your role? Ring bearer?
I've been best man. I've been...
ring bearer?
That's right. I had onion rings in my pocket.
That's so... I'm sorry.
He's so...
Clapping.
Now he's always taking credit for you saying, you know he is. That's
great. Have you ever been in a wedding, Allie?
Oh, yeah. Too many of them.
Yes,
it's like
too many.
Years after college. Yeah, you're in way too many.
It's even worse for women. They have to buy dresses.
How does that work? You have to...
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for the dress? Or
yeah.
Does it,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's a
Do you have any of your bridesmaid dresses still?
No. They're all hideous. Yeah, you don't keep them. You get rid of them. You burn them right after you wear them. They're terrible.
Them all. Nothing else. Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Allie, we really need to get one more letter in and find out what's going on. I should point out that people can reach Allie Breen by going to any of the typical social media sources. It's Allibreen. Tell us your love troubles. What have you got,
And what's Allie? Your OnlyFans, Allie?
I have no OnlyFans. I haven't sunk that low yet.
Is that the porn?
Well,
thing?
I mean, I haven't got that desperate yet. Well, it doesn't
necessarily have to be porn.
Leaving money on the table.
Yeah, you can show as much or as little as you want.
You can show your feet.
Yeah, people pay for it.
Oh, I would do an OnlyFans for feet. That one's not bad.
Don't even. I mean,
oh,
look,
Allie,
let me run it for you. Give me 10%. That's not my thing, but making money is. And
he wants to do this.
Josh
with
has
someone.
Been begging women around here to do it.
Do the feet?
No, any OnlyFans.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
any sort of OnlyFans.
Huh. Let's get away from feet. Get back to love, the world of love. Allie, what have we got out there?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend hates that I'm into fantasy football and makes plans for us on Sundays and Mondays so that I always have to miss games.
Oh.
When I complain, she tells me to grow up. Is it too much to ask that I just have those days this season to watch and play in peace?
Oh, no, it's not too much to ask. She's being unreasonable.
Yeah. She is trying to control your relationship because she fears you. So I would.
Oh, well.
That got deep.
That sounds like something like college.
Seriously.
Real psychological
she probably
analysis.
Fears that you're going to, you know, leave her or break up with her or something, so if she controls your actions and tells you what to do, you'll stick around.
Maybe you can talk to her. Look, I know this is going to be the sort of sentimental answer to this, but maybe make a fantasy team with her and you guys can do it together.
Yeah, or even ask her for advice. Go, hey, do I start Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson this week? What do you think? You know, she'll get into it.
Yeah, yeah, that'll ruin it for you.
It sure will. But I wanted to give.
Why don't women let guys have their thing? I don't understand that.
Well, especially now when there's so little to get excited about.
Right.
Have your day. Let him do it.
Go find your girlfriends and do something else. Jeez.
So insecure that she has to be the only thing in his life.
That's right. I'm telling you.
Here's what you do. I've got this fixed. Get her number. Give it to Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh will start her porno site about her. What's it called again?
Oh, OnlyFans. Yeah,
her OnlyFans page with just her feet.
Well, whatever she wants to do. I just want the OnlyFans commission.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, what's your commission?
10%. Well, it depends on what she looks like. If she's an uggo, then 80%.
He's not going to make much money.
Right.
And then it'll be under the auspices of your umbrella organization, BeaverCam.com.
That's exactly right.
Okay. I'm sorry. BeaverCam.Josh.com. Sorry. Back to you, Allie. Yeah, this woman's awful.
Yeah,
this guy needs
awful.
Needs his private time.
He needs to find somebody new.
Break up.
I would think that's good to wash your hands of your boyfriend every once in a while. Get him, in front of the TV for a full day.
Right.
Why not? Day off.
Yeah, she can clean the house or something, right, Josh?
Don't you dare bring me into that kind of...
Yeah, she can pick up that house. Jeez.
Josh, what happened the other day in private, you kept telling me how women's place...
Because now later on, did you hear what Josh Reynolds said on the radio? He said women should be cleaning houses.
And maybe, I wonder if Allie's going to be on my side on this one. Chick, do you have that story about the guy that apologized for eating sushi off some person?
Oh, yeah. Max Gilliam, the quarterback of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the Wolfpack. He ate sushi off a nude model during the reality show Bravo's Below Deck. And he's apologizing for eating the sushi off the...
And I'm saying, of course, that's a
horrible
thing to do.
Wait, who's he apologizing to? Yeah. He's apologizing to the woman or his girlfriend or everybody.
There are people who were upset.
But
I mean, it's objectifying this poor woman. You know,
she was totally fine with it.
She got paid to do it.
A willing participant.
You can pay people. They'll do almost anything for the right price.
Yes.
And your point?
Yeah, but as far as...
You don't think it's objectifying this poor gal?
Maybe she likes it.
Yeah, as long as there's no wasabi, I don't see any issue with it.
Maybe, you don't know. Maybe she's an exhibitionist.
Did you say as long as there's no wasabi in the...
Yeah, as long as there's no wasabi on. Not really anywhere. Wasabi on your skin, that's going to give you a rash.
I would think.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I always thought those girls had like a plexiglass. The ones I have seen had a plexiglass on top of them.
The issue... Hi.
I think they're wrapped
as a human being, you're nothing more than a platter to me.
You know, this is like when the little people used to be thrown.
I know.
It was called dwarf tossing.
Right.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. Yes.
What if they liked it?
That's crazy that ever existed.
The little people were up for it.
I feel like we're comparing apples to dwarf tossing.
I'm just saying. They're both meaningless.
We're comparing sushi to
As much as it pains me to say, a chick is making the exact same point.
They're demeaning a certain part of society. You feel they're demeaned, but they don't feel that way.
I wouldn't take part in that.
A dwarf toss?
Yeah, not at all.
Even though the dwarf lives on tips, you wouldn't do that.
That's
you wouldn't help them out.
What about eating sushi?
No, I might tip them and not throw them.
Oh, now, you wouldn't throw.
Would you eat meatloaf off of a model?
I'd eat. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say here. Is it?
It depends on what the dish is.
If it's only savory food, I would never eat a dessert off a model.
Yeah, there's no dairy. You got to get more cheese.
Too sweet.
So, what are your thoughts on this, Allie? Don't you think it's just demeaning to this woman?
No, if she's up for it. Besides, the woman's gonna totally.
That's like
if
saying,
well.
Well, right. Danny Thomas said she liked it. Of course, he gave her $10,000 and a glass table.
Well, that's a totally different thing.
No, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
This was some woman who doesn't shave her armpits complaining on social media, because she's just upset because no one would ever eat anything off of her.
Right. And these women are beautiful. It's very tastefully done. It's very artsy.
Yeah.
I would prefer that. If a woman's going to strip, you got to work hard up there. If you just got to lay down and let someone eat sushi off you, I'd prefer that any day.
Seriously.
You just got a bunch of new fans, by the way. I'm out of sushi, but this will...
What if the platter, if you will, has an episode of gas while she's working?
Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What about that, Tom?
It might not be great to refer to her as the platter. Problem.
I'm just trying to speak the lingo of this world. If the platter's okay with it.
Allie's right. What if the prop
Yes. I could just hear.
Didn't I use the word objectify?
I could just hear her now. Well, I was making six figures until somebody complained about it, and now I can't be a part of the display anymore.
Yeah, yell at the woman.
Why am I yelling? I don't know.
Yeah, now we got to get an office job.
Okay.
Never mind. Where you can be sexually harassed by your
Tom,
boss.
There are plenty of people on your side of the argument. Don't feel alone.
Of course there are, but...
Did you ever participate in the dwarf tossing thing?
Never. Yeah. I wouldn't go to a bar if they advertised it.
I would do it in a minute.
Why?
You would toss a dwarf?
Absolutely. Chick. As hard as my little baby arms could throw it. I'm as weak as a kitten, but I'd give it a shot.
No.
Welcome to our new segment, Minefield.
Thank you.
No, I'm taking the mantle of your father on the wrong side of history.
My favorite place to be. Yeah. You know, Josh, we could probably get, since you're in favor of this eating off of a person, we could probably get like five models and line them up, and you could do like a Lazy Susan.
Can they all, if they're all named Susan?
Oh,
God, they just go, I don't want to. Really.
I bring in the Lazy Susan.
Well, I don't want to work today.
You can't start with the dessert. They're with the salad.
On one of those playground merry-go-round things.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think I would, honestly, I don't think I would partake in eating sushi off of a model. But I'm all for the people's right to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that whoever was offended by this is choosing to be offended by it.
This is two steps away from hunting other human beings.
No, it's
which
not.
I am in favor of.
Yes. Yes. And by
this
the way,
is America.
I know you might not believe this, but The Hunt with Betty Gilpin is a wonderful movie.
Okay.
It really is.
Allie, I'll be working on trying to figure out a present for you, since I don't think a box of steaks really suits your personality and the fact that you have no cookware in your home.
Well, have you bothered asking her what she might like?
That's no fun.
I prefer to get surprised by a big box of condoms with Tom's head on it. That's what we got one year for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You got those. That was last year, wasn't it?
No, it's been a couple years now.
Okay.
Oh.
What's your boyfriend? What is he and his other girlfriend planning to get you for Christmas?
Yikes.
Yeah, see, he's got
They're
help.
Working hard on it.
He's got help, Tom said.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Some good ideas.
Okay, you can. Go ahead.
He usually does some little piece of jewelry or something. Well, I'll keep you posted. Yeah.
Let's just hope the card has your name on it.
Yeah.
You guys.
Merry Christmas,
as
Noreen.
As he sneaks into your DMs disguised as josh.beavercam.josh.
Well, you sure are dragging me into a lot of your jokes today.
Kicking and screaming.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Oil Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.